He's shooting at people. Nice, nice. He's done some damage. Oh, Bloodhound just popped his ultimate, I think. Oh, it sounded like the, you know, the fucking sound.
Oh, I played with Zach. I know the sound. I am Bloodhound. Oh,
fuck. Run, everybody, run. Recharging shields again. Oh, he's dead.
They do. Alright, enough of that.
Well, that was an interesting way to start a podcast, huh?
Yeah, we would have cut all that out.
No, we're not.
Alright, well, not all of it. Like,
we're keeping it.
Anyway, welcome, folks, to another episode of Days at the Arcade. I thought I had more time. So I started a solo duo drop, and it was terrible. This your boy, Big Mike, a.k.a. Large Lactose, a.k.a. Big Dairy, the one and only, Champion of Cheddar. God
damn it, you've used that one, right?
I probably have, but we're here, man. You know what I mean?
See, I was gonna, like, bring some, like, Assassin's Creed type shit. I was gonna call you the Milky Way Assassin.
I'm Thanos. I said, sorry, the universe, Milky Way, or galaxy. I don't know, man. What's up with you? What's up?
Shit. I don't know. You know, busy being the poop deck papa, for real, for real.
I don't like that.
The time, it is approaching. The time is almost here.
Here's the thing.
For me to ascend into fatherhood.
Before you go to fatherhood, I present you...
Is this a Naruto headband?
A Naruto headband. So,
From the hidden leaf.
The hidden leaf village.
I gotta
village.
Scratch it out, though.
Oh, yeah. It's plastic, so be careful.
Too much of a
risk. Also, I'm gonna tell you guys, and I'm telling Dre, Poop Deck Papa sounds like he's a shitty father. Like, yes. I feel like he needs to change the name.
It does. I don't know what else to change it to, though.
Pirating Papa.
Pirating Papa?
Yeah.
It sounds like I'm stealing.
The pirating patriarch. I don't know, man.
We'll figure it out. It's a work in progress. But until then, it's your boy Uncle Scuba. Papa Scuba now. Can't be uncle anymore.
Can't be uncle. You got your own. You call me Uncle Dairy. So
right.
I'll take the moniker. We just want to go ahead and get the episode out. It's been a little minute. Probably won't hold you guys too long. I'm just going to honestly, I've been reading some stuff up on podcasting and stuff, and one of my favorite things I read was like, don't act like your podcast. Just have a conversation. And we usually do, but we also, you know, kind of break that fourth wall a little bit. So
very much so.
You know, catching up. Dre, what's new with you, man?
What's new? Not much, honestly. Like, I don't know. This is the same shit, different day. I've been playing the same game still because I've been listening to Bo lately. I've stopped buying video games.
Yes.
For the time being.
For the time being.
Once I pay off my credit card, I am buying Elden Ring.
My whole thing is when I was like,
absolutely,
get my finances right, I will be buying an Xbox. And when I buy an Xbox, then I'll be buying all the games I want. But for right now, yes, no. I actually just had a $50 Xbox gift card, and I spent it mostly on Apex stuff.
This man is an Apex fiend, everybody.
Well, let me tell you what happened. My disk drive for my Xbox doesn't work anymore.
Oh, shit, yeah, I forgot about that. And majority of your games are discs.
Well, not majority, but like a good little portion. So, my favorite game was Red Dead 2.
Disc.
So, I saw Red Dead 2, a bunch of games, and I was going to go to my local video game store, and I thought to myself, they don't have like Xbox Live cards, and if I go there, what am I buying from them? Because all my stuff is digital now. So, I went and I sold all my shit, got an Xbox gift card, I bought Red Dead, and I bought some Apex stuff, and couple of the DLC shits that I've wanted for a while. Like, I bought some stuff for Dragon Ball FighterZ. But.
Wait, what character did you buy? Just out of curiosity.
What character do you think I would buy?
Jiren?
I bought Jiren. So, yeah, like, that's it. There's no mystery with me. I love Jiren. Jiren is my favorite. I was thinking about 17, and I was like, fuck that. Like, Jiren. Like, he's Jiren. Anyways, what else is new? You watch anything new?
Oh. Didn't I just finish something? I can't remember. I feel like I just finished something. But I have been watching Attack on Titan, of course.
Of course.
And I was highly upset that we didn't get a new episode Sunday.
Oh, did you not know we weren't going to get an episode?
I didn't. Until that day.
So,
why didn't we get a new episode?
It's like a Japanese holiday.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. I thought it was because of the Oscars. You know how they do shit.
Oh, shit, it could have. I mean, I don't know. Either way.
I don't know that many people watch the Oscars for real.
I don't want to talk about the Oscars.
I didn't even know. All right, we're not going to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it because.
But I didn't even know the Oscars was on until I go on Twitter and see Will Smith smacking the shit out of Chris Rock. I'm like, oh, the Oscars is on?
I was playing Xbox.
And I went back and started playing Monster. I don't give a shit about this.
I was playing Xbox and I think it was Bo or his friend Palermo was like, hey, yo, like, holy shit. That was Bo. He was like, holy shit, Chris Rock. Will Smith just smacked Chris Rock. I was like, I sent the video to the link. And he was like, it's on everything.
It's
no
on live TV.
I was like, okay, whatever. And so his friend goes, oh shit. He opens Twitter. But holy shit, it's the first video that popped up. He's like, see? So, all right,
but other than that, we're not talking about this.
Yeah, no.
I'm sick of it. I listen to 3 podcasts.
So what else are you? What else are you watching? What else are you watching?
Besides Attack on Titan,
or playing?
Playing. Oh God! Monster Hunter's back in full effect.
Okay.
I played it for like 7 hours the other day.
I needed.
It was my off day, and like, I've been fucking stuck in the grind culture of America. I haven't like really relaxed. In months.
Yeah.
And this is the first day where I was like, you know what? I'm not going to put in any job applications. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do nothing, like no type of work.
You just had to? Yeah.
Like all day. It was fucking phenomenal.
I envy. I tried to play some solo games this weekend and it just wasn't. So I was dog sitting for my girlfriend's friend's boyfriend. And man, dude had the original Xbox One controller, Master Chief Edition controller,
mm-hmm.
No thumb pad, like the thumb pads were ripped.
He's been playing the shit out of video games.
He's been playing the shit out of video games, or he's been using that same old controller. And then, like, there's a drift in the controller.
Jesus.
And then, like, the Wi-Fi was a little, like, it was, you know what, though? I played some ranked games. Because it would have been easier just to play, like, you know, single-player games. But, so you know what? Fuck it. I'm on my Apex grind. I played a couple of games. Got a dub by doing 70 total damage with 2 kills. It was glorious. When I tell you, the first kill, my team was so far ahead of me. They were in a dogfight.
Damn.
And I was pushing up, and I just sniped the dude. One shot, boom, dead. All right, cool. Team white. Right after that, we were in the last ring fighting the dude. I was lost. I was stony baloney. I came around the corner. I saw the Pathfinder. Click. Boom. Dead. I was like, okay. I was like, damn. I almost been fucking killing it.
Damn.
Like, both teammates. Like, one teammate did 1,900 damage. The other teammate did 1,500 damage. And I did 70. With 2 kills.
More support.
I have my RP. I got my bonuses for that. Like,
shit, I play with probably the worst and the best kind of randoms the other day on my off day playing ranked. One game of ranked, I think I texted in the chat, a person used like the talk to text thing.
Yeah.
It was like, all right, what did it say? It said, don't be trash.
Oh.
They proceeded to be the worst person on the team. It's like,
yeah, how it goes.
Come on, man. What are you doing? They literally went down immediately in the first gunfight. Yeah. I was like, all right. Literally, the very next game, played with teammates. We didn't talk. We pinged everything.
You got to ping.
We moved as a team, and we fucking won. And I forgot how good the what's the LMG that's in the care package this season?
Spitfire.
We killed somebody and they had a Spitfire. I was like, oh shit, I forgot this gun was in there. Picked it up. Immediately got two kills. I was
unlimited.
Like, oh shit.
It's just like unlimited.
I forgot how good this was.
The thing about the Spitfire is that like it's never coming out of the care package. And like
that makes me sad.
It's okay. Yeah. Like I just know. So here's my prediction. Because right now we have Kraber, Volt, Spitfire. Kraber will never leave.
Those three guns honestly need to stay in care package. Those three guns are too
big. Here's the thing. And G7 Scout. Did I say that already? G7 Scout.
No, Fall. You say G7.
Yeah. I think you take out the G7 Scout. I think you put in... you put the triple take in. Unfortunately, the triple take is going in. It's been too
good.
Yeah, like everybody's using it. And then if you do that, you can't have two energy weapons in there.
So you got to bring the vault back out.
You got to take the vault out. So I think what could happen is we can get the, because right now they're testing everything right now. What's it called? The RE with the, on it? The rounds. Hammer points. I think that would be a good trade-off. Take out Volt, put in a Hammer Point, take out Scout, put back Triple Take.
Yeah, because the G7, I don't think it's... unless you got the double...
Double Tap fucks me up. Like, I have to have no Double Tap.
But I don't think that gun's that good without the Double Tap.
I think it's better without... But that's just me.
Right.
But also, like, I think... And it's a big thing. I was reading this on Apex Reddit. That's how deep I'm into the game now. Like, OG... G7 Scout, everybody was so questioning, like, oh, what the fuck is this? Then people were like, oh shit, this gun's actually pretty good. And then it got the Double Tap, people loved it. But it's a solid gun, and it rivaled the Triple Take. But, like, as for regular gameplay, like, I'd rather have the triple take that already has a kinetic loader on it versus the G7 with the double. And, like, if you take it out, you put that Double Tap on, back on the EVA 8. And keep it there. Like, it's a bunch of stuff they could do.
Right.
I'm not a developer.
And I was a big, like, on the opposite side of the Triple Take. I was like, I hate this gun. Oh. I picked it up and used it. I was like, oh.
What's his, what do you
let it charge and you hit somebody, it's literally like a two-shot down pretty much.
Yes.
Every time I was like, oh.
That's what you see how you're using it now. Farming damage with it. So
I get it.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't play Apex or don't know about Apex, so I'm going to switch subjects. I've been playing...
Superior Battle Royale.
If you still play Warzone, enjoy the games that you play, and I'm happy for you.
Warzone sucks.
It might suck, but enjoy the games you play. That's it. I am off my you should play this, you should watch this. I'm not that guy anymore. Enjoy it. This podcast is about playing games, having fun, watching what you want to watch. That's what we do. So
very true.
I started playing Pokemon again, and I forgot about my team. And
which game?
Technically Ruby, and also been playing. What's the one? Diamond and Pearl Remake. So I've been playing both of those. Diamond and Pearl Remake. I think my biggest beef with it is, like, I really hate the EXP share being turned on. I need it turned off. It, like, it doesn't feel the same.
Because you don't have to grind.
Yeah, I'm just like, I just killed this one thing and everything went up. Like, it takes away that kind of, like hunting for shinies and stuff because it's like, oh, no matter what. Like, I don't know. Am I too OG? Am I too in my ways? I possibly could be. I would love it since they're getting rid of the store on the Xbox. They emulate some of the, on the 3DS store. If you guys didn't know, the 3DS store is going to be gone and it's very soon, if not already, by the time this podcast comes out. But I want them to emulate some of those games onto the Switch. Like, I'd play Crystal Version on the Switch, like, for sure. Like, without a doubt. I'd play, and I get why, like, you know, people, oh, well, we don't need it. We may not need it, but, like, Nintendo, A, really, I mean, motherfuckers, like, you will make a ton of money, me alone. But B, like, Pokemon, for some people, and, like, it sounds so stupid to complain about a child's thing, but... I like the original. I like the 2D. I like it flat and everything. So I wanted to go back to that.
So with the EXP thing, I agree with you. It is streamlined the game and made it almost too easy. Granted, yes, it is a game for children. But yeah. We were kids at one point, and guess what? We were getting our asses whooped in Pokemon. We
played fucking Blue Version, and like, nigga, about? I told somebody cut, and that was it.
Bro,
like, fuck.
Bro, go, even the original Platinum Version. It's kind of hard. You go get Cynthia. If you don't know what you're doing, you're going to get washed Cynthia. I got washed many a time.
I got fucking Platinum Version right here, and I'm over here like, damn, I kind of want to go back to, now that I'm saying it out loud, kind of want to go back to play Platinum Version before I go play Diamond and Pearl. Like, my Platinum Version team is nice. I kind of want to just play that for a little bit, then go play Diamond and Pearl, and, you know, do it like that. But been playing some Pokemon, been playing Red Dead again. I got stuck in a mission, and it was, like, at 1 a.m., 1:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And, like, I fucked up the mission. I was like, that's it. I turned it off, and I haven't played it since. But that's what I'm saying. When it comes like this, like that, like, once I something happens, it's like,
no thanks.
That's why I was trying to play this weekend. I was like, what was the last thing I was doing? No, I'm done.
Pokemon, and also with that, with the Nintendo, like, making an emulator, we have a fucking, what, a Nintendo 64 emulator on the Switch. Why can't we get a Game Boy? We don't. I feel like they're missing, like you said, I feel like they're missing a huge, like, market with that shit. Like,
yeah.
I think they would bring in a whole new audience if they emulated, like, Game Boy games, not just Pokemon shit. Because there's a lot more Game Boy games that was fire just besides Pokemon.
So my only fear with that is I have a good little collection of Pokemon or not game Pokemon games but Game Boy Advance games. Hate for them to lose value just because.
Very true.
But at the same time, how much value will they truly lose?
At the same time, dude. Granted, they probably won't lose value because it's the original physical copy, but there's already emulators out there of, like, all these games. But granted, just, it's very illegal.
Exactly.
Nintendo will sue the shit out
of it. Nintendo wants to make somebody some type of way. But I don't know, like, if you guys have any thoughts on that, if you guys play old school games with, like, Mega Man and shit, like, shit, even like Yu-Gi-Oh back in the day, like, let us know. Like, we'd love to see it, hear what you guys want to talk about and everything. Watching Hayao Miyazaki movies, Spirited Away, rewatched it. I guess I've never seen Howl's Moving Castle. So I watched that. Excellent. I think I like it more than Spirited Away. Then I rewatched Princess Mononoke, which I haven't watched for a while. If you guys aren't, I know you guys aren't like anime fans. Some of you guys who listen or whoever happens to listen to this, those are three solid anime movies that, you know, aren't what you're looking at, aren't what you think you're going to get. They're just really quality, good movies, just happen to be animated. So if you ever want to get a deep dive into that, like, that would be my recommendation. Just try it out. You know, HBO Max has them. I think that's the only way. I think Netflix, if you have a different VPN or whatever it's called. What's it called?
VPN.
Hell yeah, I'm smart. If you have a different VPN, you can get it on Netflix. I know that's a thing. But great movies. That's what I've been watching. So that's all I've really been up to.
Yeah, life is just, I don't know. There's a lot of games out. Hold there's on. Not a lot that I want to play. Besides Elden Ring. Like, Elden Ring is I only want to play Elden Ring.
I want to play it, but I know I'm going to be so upset.
You are.
When I get into that game.
You are.
I get smacked up 53 times in a row by a low-level boss. And I'm going to be like, I spent money on this? Because I know who I am. I remember 10th grade. My homeboy, Trevor. Shout out, Trevor. Also, shout out to the one and only, the GOAT, Bulbapedia. You know, you're the best. However, Bulbapedia, you only get for old stuff now. CRB might be taking over because your books aren't up to date. So, plus you haven't shouted us out. But, or sponsored us. It's not their job to listen to this niche podcast. What was I saying?
Something about
Elden Ring, 10th grade.
10th grade.
Homeboy was like, hey.
Trevor.
He was like, I just got this game. It's called Dark Souls for the Xbox. Mm-hmm. I heard it's supposed to be the hardest game of all time. I want to play it. You want to play it with me? And I said, that sounds not fun. Why would you describe it like that? She was like, all right, whatever. Come back the next day. Hey, man, how'd you like Dark Souls? He goes, I already took it back to GameStop.
Damn.
I played one Dark Souls and I actually made it like through like the little tutorial part. And then, yeah, whatever the boss was, like, came out of nowhere.
The giant, like.
Yeah, I think it was Dark Souls 3. Whatever was on the Game Pass. And it just popped up. And I was like, all right, cool, I got this. Yink, yink, yink. Did my little damage, feeling good about myself. I'm like, whoop, and you can't actually see the time. Bro, this like the spin and like hits me with the hammer and I was like, what? And then a skeleton came out of nowhere, stabbed me, and was like, you have died.
Welcome
like,
to Dark Souls. I've been playing Dark Souls on the Switch since I haven't.
Time out.
Honestly,
what the fuck is your fucking phone? What's on your fucking case? On your AirPods? What is that?
This isn't these. So these are my. These are my AirPods. These are my girlfriend's AirPods. I don't know where my AirPods are. So I took hers.
You better lose them, bro. You just dropped them in my
bed. And she has a very girly case that I bought for her on Christmas. But that is my explanation for that. But back to what I was saying.
Go ahead.
I got Dark Souls on the Switch. I've been playing that. Honestly, not as hard as people make it seem. But that's also because I did play Bloodborne. That game is fucking hard.
Yeah.
That game hard as a bitch. I got the second boss. Motherfucker, I was stuck on that shit. Probably for like a good 3 or 4 days. It's somewhere. It's a in my old like a Twitch VOD somewhere. It's back there in my Twitch history.
Yeah.
Because I never streamed that shit.
I'm trying to remember what's the thing that they did that was so different. I think Bloodborne. I know Ghost of Tsushima. There's no. Or is it Bloodborne? Bloodborne, there's no blocking. There's no shields.
Yeah, there's no like shields, but it's. They give you like a little gun that you can parry with.
Yeah.
See, the thing with Bloodborne, it was supposed to be a lot more like attack focused.
Yeah.
Dark Souls games are more defense focused, dodging. Bloodborne's like, no,
you gotta
attack,
go.
Attack, attack, attack. That's your main objective. But honestly, Dark Souls 1 so far hasn't been that hard. Granted, of course I'm gonna get smacked by a boss learning the mechanics, but so far not that hard.
If there's one on Game Pass, I heard Dark Souls 2 is the best one.
Oh, I haven't played that one. I don't know, but that one was
if really it's on
good,
Game Pass, I might start it up just so I can get my ass beat a couple times.
Just to get ready.
Yeah, because like I said, I don't want to be like, oh, I bought this game and
What I've heard about Elden Ring, it's a good entry title for your first ever
Souls game.
Right. It's a good entry title. Sekiro, I've tried to play that. That game is on a different level because there's no blocking in that. There's only like.
But that's not
like a parry system.
That's not a Souls game, though.
That is a Souls game. It's made by the same
people. Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice.
Yeah, that's made by From Software.
I thought that was the other one that's bad. The Ghost of Tsushima.
No, Ghost of Tsushima. That's the PlayStation exclusive.
Oh, so Ghost of Tsushima is not one of the Souls games.
Mm-mm.
All right, so Sekiro is. So that's one there's no blocking in it either. So that's on my list of when I get a new console. So here's my console breakdown list.
What's on your backlog of games to play when you get a new console?
Cyberpunk. I want to play it. I just want to try it.
Oh, me too.
I just want to do it, but I don't want to do it on a shitty. I'm still playing a fucking Xbox One. I don't want to buy any new these super duper games to put my Xbox in hell. Like
Xbox Fire
4. Like, oh my god, Xbox. Bro, some of them I'll be sitting here, I'm going to be paying attention. The hard drive will be over the vent. I'll just be sitting here and I go, sorry.
I can't fucking breathe. Help.
So, I that's why I haven't bought any of those games when they're out, but I'm going to play that for sure once you get down on some Sekiro. Just because I already said that actually. No,
you did.
Said
you started
that,
with Sekiro.
Sekiro.
We started
Cyberpunk. Yes. I don't know what I'm saying. But also then check out Elden Ring. That's like a very obvious one. But I think those are my big three of single player games. And I also am waiting to get a new Xbox/multiplayer, whichever one comes first, for Halo. Now I'm going to beef about Halo real quick since we're.
Let's get into it because I also have some beef.
Like, and it's not that Halo's a bad game. I was talking to a guy today and he was like, yeah, like, I like Halo, but honestly, like, Halo 5, I kind of miss it. And I think a big part of the community still goes back, plays Halo 5, and he's just like, yeah, they got the boosting going. Like, movements actually seem a little bit more fluid. It sucks that we have this new Halo out when we still have an existing, well done. Actually, two well-done Halo games for multiplayer. So, like, you get this free multiplayer thing. Yeah, that's cool and all. But that's all you have. Where, like, Halo, whatchamacallit, 5, you still, it's still big on the fucking scene for competitive play. Halo 5 is arguably, depending on who you talk to, better motion mechanics, they're moving and shit, the power-ups and boosts. Halo Master Chief Collection, I can play 1 through 4, including, if I really wanted to, go get Reach and go get ODST. So I have the whole Halo catalog. So you got those two great games that are still going strong that are good for like fans who've been playing forever. And then you have Halo Infinite, which is like, hey, look at us. We're new, but that's it.
Like the game itself plays great.
Mm-hmm.
Like it feels good. The movement, the way it looks. The guns. Some of the guns do have some fucking like hit registration issues, like the Mangler. I swear, sometimes
yeah.
I'm looking right at somebody and I miss. I don't know how, or nothing registers. Also, the game is drier than Overcooked Turkey. Like,
yeah,
there
man.
Is no.
There's nothing new
in this game.
It got super repetitive, super fast, and like
there's no new maps, mm-hmm. no new game modes. Like I got only reason I kept playing is because I wanted all the armor. For that Fractured Tenrai event. Once I got that, I bought the Battle Pass. I'm like, damn, I need to grind this to get all these skins. But I'm like,
yeah.
I don't want to. I don't want to play this. It's the same fucking
yeah.
game.
It's the same four maps
modes.
Playing the same four. Same four game modes, same four maps.
There's no.
Pick up the same three weapons.
There's no co-op.
Yeah.
First of all, granted, I had fun playing the story mode. Not because the story mode was super engaging, like it was kind of generic, but like the sandbox was very fun to play in.
Yeah.
But like the actual story, yeah, generic villain, generic shit happens.
Yeah.
Master Chief saves the day, whatever.
And once again, like it's not saying that Halo Infinite's like terrible and it'll be garbage forever right now, but like in this very moment, it's not enjoyable. It's not playable. It's a throwaway game at most. Just because of how they released it, too. Like, it was so ambitious to release, free-to-play multiplayer. You did it. That's cool. But if you're not adding anything to it, and tweeted earlier today, can't believe I got tricked by this not live service game for having no live service. Like, you need the stuff.
Yeah, like six months with nothing?
Yeah, cool.
That's ridiculous.
There's another,
in this day and age.
There's another event coming out with another skin. Like, I don't care.
Like, I apologize to game devs. I know it's hard and it sucks to have to feel like you constantly need to push it out. But at the same token, Apex does it. Fortnite does it. Granted, like those people are overworked. Like,
yeah,
that sucks. For real, for real. I do feel for those people.
But like it's in general a thing where it's like you are 343 Studios. You are Microsoft Studio. You are the heart of the Game Pass. You are everything. Give me more. Give me. And like, people could. The counter argument could be, well, you just said all those things. Yeah, but like, all those things for this one morsel of what it could be. It's like you went out to dinner to eat. Somebody told you to come over to their house to eat. And the only thing they had was shrimp cocktails. And it's like, shrimp is good. I love shrimp, you know, different dipping sauces and everything like that. But there's only tartar sauce and there's fucking, what's the red sauce? Oh my God. Oh shit, we're going to get roasted for that. Cocktail sauce. Yeah, cocktail sauce, tartar sauce, and that's it. And it's like, after like your
great.
Third helping of this, it's like,
all right, where's the main course? Yeah.
And they're back to like, oh yeah, we got a cooking. It'll be ready in 3 days. But
huh?
you said come to dinner tonight. Yeah, but if you stay another week or so, I got another dipping sauce I can bring out. Like, I don't want dipping sauce. I want more of everything else. So, and that kind of sounded weird. Let me say that back. Food's not going to be ready for a month. And then they got dipping sauce every week. But it's like just a spicier fucking
and
cocktail sauce. Like,
honestly, a lot of the skins, besides the stuff in the Fractured Tenrai event, a lot of these skins fucking suck.
They stink, and that's also my complaint.
Besides, the ones in the Battle Pass are only good because it's Reach, and it's the Reach characters.
Yeah, and
that's why those skins are good, because it's like nostalgic in a way.
But I have to go back and grind that shit. And And it's not to say people won't do it. It's not to say it's not good or anything like that. The big thing is, if every game right now is coming out with a battle pass for you to compete to get everything, Halo's the last on my list.
Yeah, because it's like...
There's nothing.
There's nothing, honestly, worth it. Like, the skins are... Some of the skins are cool, but some of them, I don't give a shit about. This is ugly.
I don't... Like, this is the one time I'm like, it's not worth $10. This, so, that's the thing with that. I love Halo. But it's just like...
It's unfortunate.
It just sucks that this is like, the thing I like sucks. Like, I was talking about Pokemon. It sucks that the thing I like sucks.
I mean, that's how I feel about Battlefield 2042. I like Battlefield. This game fucking stinks.
I bought, I downloaded Battlefield 1. Just to get, that was my favorite Battlefield. Pieced up instantly. So it is getting deleted probably after this conversation.
Well, damn.
But I'll download Battlefield 5. I won't do 4. I had 4 for a little bit. It was fun, but like, niggas are sweaty. Like,
damn,
it is fucking...
I mean, I feel like the people that only that still play 4,
yeah,
have been playing 4 since 4 came out. And
just like
still,
the people who were playing the new Modern Warfare. Like, when I went, I was playing with Meep. I think Meep told me he had an 84 kill game. So people who are still playing these things are still good.
Sweats.
Well,
we both play Apex.
Look, you and I could be considered sweats, but like. We're just like, you've been outside for a little bit. It's like, ooh, it's a little warm. Like, you know.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like, you can get fucking like.
Niggas inside us. Niggas play Search and Destroy. What?
Like, when your palms start sweating.
If you've ever had the double digit game of Search, like, yeah, you put in some work and you sweated your ass off. I've had a couple.
I miss playing Search, but I refuse to buy Modern Warfare. Again.
Don't buy it again.
I'm not. I 100% am not.
But like, if you were gifted it, you would play it.
If I was gifted it, yes, I absolutely would. But I will not spend my own money on it.
It is.
I tell you that much.
It was fun until it wasn't.
True.
It was fun, and then I played Shoot House, and it was hell. And it was just absolute murder. It was just like, I just, not that I couldn't keep up, but I couldn't keep up, like. And I've been playing video games for a while. I'm still playing all the games I do. But for Call of Duty to go back to that level and that small of a map, like, my thumbs had, like, arthritis. I felt like, you ever hear, like, NBA players, the moment they realize they were going to retire from the league? Like, that's how I
can't
felt.
Can't jump as high as
like, I can't dunk, bro. Or, he just sold the ball and I'm not going to get it back.
Like, but that's how, like, honestly, playing other games, like playing Apex, playing Halo... And then going back to Call of Duty, which is why I feel like I hate Warzone so much. It's a completely different game. It doesn't play like anything else.
Yeah.
Because it's so fucking fast-paced, and you die in the blink of an eye.
Oh, yeah.
Even in Warzone, it feels like you can't react. Like, you die. As soon as somebody starts shooting at you, it's like, oh, all right, I'm dead.
So let me tell you, I've been playing with Zach in the Platinum lobbies. Yeah, the second you feel a bullet on you, it's like, yep, they got the drop on me. If I don't see them and I feel one piece of damage, it's like, yeah, if I'm not Mirage or somebody can get away, like, that's it. Like, I'm dead. Like, fuck that, I have a fucking purpose. I one-clipped a guy today, earlier today, who's had red armor. All headshots.
You can headshots.
Well, headshots down, you know, control the recoil. But no, like, regardless, it was still one of those things where it's like, you can do it.
But still, though, in a game like Apex, yeah, you can get one-clipped, but you still can escape. It just feels like in Call of Duty, you can't.
There's been so many times where like I've been jumping behind a wall and I die and just look at the animation. It's like, what?
It's like, bitch, look how far around this corner I am. Do you look on the main screen?
Yeah.
You see him shooting through the wall. It's like,
what? What is that?
Activision, excuse me? Explain
forever,
this.
Forever punished. Forever punished. Forever punished. No matter what I do, I will be forever punished. I don't know why. I play video games. Boot them up, buy them, rent them, borrow them. I'm forever punished playing
video games. Because we love it. It's a hobby, man.
See, it's the thing. It's a hobby, but we have taken it to the extreme. It's like, cool, this is fun. What happens if I get really fucking good at it? And it's like, oh,
start
okay.
Start streaming, motherfucker.
Oh, well, then it's like, oh, shit, people are better than me, so now I have to get better than them. Like, it's a constant thing. I think every kid should play video games just to, like, get them.
I feel like every kid needs to join a Call of Duty lobby at least once in their life.
Not for the racism, though.
Not for the racism, but they do need to get roasted and see how, like, motherfuckers... People in this world are cruel.
Oh, my God.
They need just, like, a little small dosage of how cruel the world really is.
That's why I think kids should play sports. Every kid should play sports.
Oh, yeah, because you get a dose, like, not everything going to go your way.
Yeah. Hey.
You're not going to be the best at everything.
Somebody that's not your mom or your teacher is telling you what to do. Exactly. That's somebody's fucking uncle. And, yes, his breath smells like alcohol. And he's going to be pissed if you do not catch the fucking ball. You got to deal with it. It's one of the...
Damn, not catching the ball. Be running suicides and don't get down there and touch that line.
Oh, my God.
Jog. Don't jog off the field. Walk off the field. Or walk off the court.
Oh, my God.
Or walk off whatever your respective sport. Just walk around and see. You see how, like, mad your coach gets. What the fuck you walking for?
What are you walking?
You walking? Are you tired?
Oh, my God.
You know everybody on the line.
Traumatized by a whistle. Just hear your whistle. It's like,
What the fuck we did? Oh, which one of you niggas is fucking?
So your teacher emailed me today. 6 of you got detention. It's like, I was one of the 6. Like, stop punishing me. I'm a good student.
You know we education first, so how the fuck are 4 of y'all failing y'all classes?
Let a fucking coach find out you're failing a class and he's a whole teacher at the school. Whole team
getting punished.
Got niggas yelling at you, bro. I hope you study. Niggas before class, bro. Here's my homework.
What's the, like, the worst thing that you've had to do, like, as a punishment at practice? I think the worst fucking thing we've ever had to do at practice, to me personally, is fucking rolling 100 yards. You know how itchy that Canterbury grass is.
I will tell you, at the collegiate level, the worst thing I've ever done. So if you miss lifts, you have to do plate pushes after.
The fuck is that?
So you take the rubber giant 45 plate, you wrap it in towels, and you have to go push that plate from, like, you're, like, pushing a plate that's on the floor.
In towels. That's
well, the towels are good because it helps you slide across the floor. You have to go down and back, and that's one. So if you were late or missed the morning lift, you would have to go down and back. If you were late and you still showed up and everything, and this is what happened to me. It was late. Don't even know how I was late. Just woke up late, came in, like, literally, I want to say, like, 5 minutes late. 5 minutes late. I was just like, what the fuck? Did my whole lifts. This week we were doing, I think it was 75% of your max. So my max bench press at the time was 385. Mm-hmm. So I had to do... Basically, I was doing 325 for, like, you know, till dead. Did that, did all my other exercises, did abs, did everything the coaches wanted you to do, all of it, right? I think I show my ass. Coaches are patting me on the back, like, let's high five. Let's go, nigga. Yeah, hey, there you go. Big Mike, there you go. You got
hold on, brother, before you try to You was 5 minutes late.
Yes, exactly.
Come here, big dog. Hey,
coach,
you ain't
coach,
done yet.
Coach, man, I just...
Go ahead and wrap that 45
in. I think what made it worse was, like, so, like, my position group, like, so all the offensive linemen, so a bunch of big niggas, had to stay behind and was like, all right, like, in the middle of this podcast, Bruce Arian has retired as the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's crazy.
However, what this does is we got a black head coach now, Todd Bowles.
Hey, yes, sir. That's the
yes,
fuck
sir.
I'm
yes,
about.
Sir.
What a position, man.
It's one of those things where you're just like, okay, all right, okay. Because they did just give Todd Bowles a huge contract.
Shout out.
So, yes, sir. Oh, man. Happy.
Pop champagne.
Yeah, I heard Bruce Arians isn't like Tom Brady. All that to say is, yeah, I had to do paint pushes. I had to do 5 of them. And I had my whole team, like, behind me, like, let's go. You can do it. No, those niggas were tired. They did not want to watch me, my big ass, go down this court. get off your knees. Come on, Mikey. You got this. You got this. Like, bro, I don't have it. I promise you I don't have it. Y'all can go out. Let me die here. I will do this. I will complete this task, but I don't need you here. Buddy. It's not it's not as good as you think. Come on, bro. You got this. Shut the fuck up. I know I got it. Just let me do it.
Bro, coach is doing that TikTok meme. Yes, send to the bathroom real quick. That's a bet. That's a bet.
All right.
But I swear, bro, rolling up. First of all, I'm pretty sure. I'm like 99% sure I have vertigo.
Yo, I don't know why vertigo's the funniest shit in the world to me. So I know people suffer from it.
Oh, it's like all the women in my family have
vertigo. Whoa, I had it.
Bro, we rolled 100 yards, so not only am I fucking itchy as shit from rolling up,
they can stand up and dizzy as fuck.
I'm also dizzy as a bitch now.
You telling me? Bro,
I'm sweaty, itchy, and dizzy.
That's a lethal shit. Combination. And you can't breathe, so you don't breathe.
Who else got vertigo?
Done. Culture, all right, bro. Take it easy.
Bro, we ever take my time that nigga visited us at UCF?
No. Oh, please. Please.
So, me and John went to UCF, right? Doug came and visited us one time. I'm sorry, Doug. This story is hilarious.
He don't listen to this.
He doesn't. Oh, yeah, true.
Fuck Doug.
Anyways. So we went out to one of the college bars. I think it was called Lib.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lib. And
bunch of liberals.
We went, so they had like two separate bars, and we went to the one in the back because we knew the bartender. The bartender is letting John pour shots.
Oh, this sounds like a great bar.
It's phenomenal. So we are just hammering back Jameson. Doug doesn't drink like that. So Doug is really drunk, goes in the bathroom, throws up, all right, regular college shit. He comes out the bathroom, like, not even fucking a step out. You can still see the fucking stalls. John's like, nothing but another one. So that night goes on. The next morning, Doug is dead. One, the nigga got vertigo. So everything's spinning for him. And the first thing he wants in the morning is a fucking coffee. Yeah, let's go to Dunkin' Donuts and get a large vanilla coffee.
That nigga would be shitting for days.
Oh, shitting? Bro, we got back before I could open the door. Doug's like, hurry up and open this door. I'm like, yeah, all right, bro. I'm trying to open the door. This thing is throwing up in his hands. He threw up all over our door, all over the carpet outside the door. I've never seen this much throw up in my life.
You know what the thing is about that? And Zach is a testament to how good of a person Doug could be. Like, I don't want to throw up anywhere, so I'm throwing up in my hands. Like,
I think he had a shirt or something covering his hands, but like, just the, like, the visual of the nigga throwing up in his... He's trying so hard not to throw up. It's in his hands. It's still landing everywhere. But the dorm hallway smelled for like a month. Like,
oh, she opened the door.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get the door open. He threw up on the front of our door. Oh, shit. Bro, that...
Imagine after this went to like the RD, like, yeah, like he just threw up.
I was like, yeah, my friend got sick and he the nigga ain't make it, obviously.
Look.
Fuck you want me to do about
it. I got people for this. Come on.
Bro, but that shit was funny, man.
Vertigo, man. Like I said, I don't know why I think it's the funniest thing in the world.
I mean, it's kind of like a Larry Stanley. I can't get on roller coasters. I get on a roller coaster, my day is ruined. I used to love roller coasters. Now if I get on one, bitch, I'm dizzy as shit for the rest of the day.
You want to get on Splash Mountain? No, I'm good.
I'm straight, bro. Like, what's that one roller coaster at Busch Gardens with all the fucking loop-de-loops? I got on that shit. I got off. I was like, bro, I need to sit.
Take it easy.
Nigga, I got some steps for let me get my life together.
Nigga, get up the fucking teacups. It's over.
Bro, that, I went to the fair a couple years ago. I can't the one spinny thing, bro. The
are you talking the vertigo or something?
No, the gyro.
Euro TV?
Bro, that is the worst fucking ride ever. You tell me I'm gonna get in this fucking circular tube and just spin like 5 minutes straight. Nigga, I got on that shit, everything was upside down.
Take it easy, son.
I was like, hold on, bro, we gotta go. The fair is over with. Oh my god, vertigo. All
right.
Don't get it.
Don't. I got vertigo, bro. I don't know how I got it. I use protection.
It's gonna be a good excuse, though.
So,
I don't got a ride, so I don't want to. Nah, bro, I got vertigo.
All right, hey. Doctor's note. Bitch, I'm to the music park now. My doctor wrote me the note, bro. I can't.
Bro, my daughter was like, Daddy, can we ride this? I'm like, baby girl, you know what I'm saying? You might have to get on that by yourself.
It's hereditary. She won't even want to get on it. There you
true.
Go.
She might get it. I hope she don't. Damn, bro. Bro, how the fuck did we get here?
I don't know. I'm rolling with it. Last thing.
Oh, my God.
The Batman. Excellent top movie. Top it's been a couple of while, weeks, whatever.
Spoiler alert. We finna talk about it. You ain't seen it.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate you, but we probably gonna talk about Batman.
Whatever. Yeah, but fuck you for not seeing it yet. So it's my favorite Batman movie. I will say that.
Okay. See, the thing I was doing to like not make people feel bad. I was saying it's top two, right under the Heath Ledger one. This movie is better than the Heath Ledger one to me. I love The Dark Knight, movie.
It's 1A, 1B. Don't think like, oh, boo, boo, boo. It's 1A, 1B. Like, 1A is this, 1B is Dark Knight. I love that shit. It's incredible. It's a great fucking great dope movie. Can't get enough of it. Seen it twice in theaters. Still want to go see it a third time. Comes out to HBO Max April 19th.
I will be watching it.
I'm going to watch Dune, actually, maybe tonight. But that as well. Like, bro, it's so good. So, let me start my favorite shit. I've heard people say shit about it. I love Paul Dano's Riddler.
He did a phenomenal job.
I think.
He was scary. My only recollection of the Riddler is fucking Jim Carrey. Yeah. Jim Carrey's Riddler, I was like, this nigga is not scary.
Well, and that's the thing.
I know those movies are like wacky and goofy and all that shit.
I've heard people say, like, read like the readings, the rumblings on like Facebook. You know, older people, like, oh, it's so dark. Why does everything have to be dark? You mean the movie that has a character who dresses up like a bat because his parents were killed when he was 8 years old and he fights crime of niggas and villains? So you want that to be happy? You want that to be fun? Like,
I think people forget how dark, like, Batman. Mm-hmm. Like, I think people forget how dark that shit really is.
The Joker
literally kills
Robin. And in the comic. Like, what do you mean?
Damn the comics. Even in the shows, like, the Joker was killing niggas.
People were dead. Batman's fucking crippling people. Like,
Batman, he fucked that dude up. One scene.
On the train?
Yeah. Who are you?
I'm vengeance. Yo, if there was a ranking system, they gave you top five of all movie scenes that involved a hallway, this movie had all five fucking scenes. Batman coming out of a dark hallway is trouble for anybody who's on the end of the hallway. He just comes, click, click, click. Who are you? I'm vengeance.
You know, he didn't say who he was first.
He says, I'm vengeance. Oh, he beats. Either way.
Beat the shit out of him. Dan told him who he was.
Just in case he forgot.
After the dude was unconscious.
Favorite part of that is at the end of it, he just goes to the dude, the police won't hurt me. He's like, damn, bro, I just beat these people's asses for you.
I think I'm saving you.
People are like complaining, dark, edgy Batman's not cool. Dark, edgy Batman's cool. Shut the fuck up.
He's like, sorry. He was young. Like, he's
figuring out. It's year two.
Yeah, he's figuring out who the fuck Batman is. So y'all, like people being like, oh, this is not Bruce Wayne. He's not a playboy. But it's like, the nigga is literally just is now figuring out, like, who he is as a person, who he wants to be. As Batman, that's the point of this movie.
It's year two, like, and at the end you see people like, oh, I don't like the scene he's looking out. Bro, like, it's the thing of he's realizing he doesn't have to be super dark and for, but like, he probably still will be as Batman, but he can give a little leeway. He, as a human being, as Bruce Wayne, can also like give a little leeway. Like, he doesn't have to get super involved, and I think that's a big thing between these ones, and that's why people love the Dark Knight trilogy. It's because, literally, as they say, you got to live yourself long enough to you got to die a hero, live long enough to be the villain. And we saw three movies of Bruce Wayne teetering on hero-villain. Not necessarily hero-villain, but being the hero and getting so obsessed with this work that he doesn't care what the fucking outcome is. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's what reads people like, oh, yeah, three movies, because we saw him progress. I think people aren't ready for the very beginning to be dark and edgy. Like, people are like, oh, no, we saw at the end he was a little mean, but that's all right. Like, no, like, he's an orphan. This is city, it's corrupt, and everybody's dying. So, that's what I take away from it. That's what I love about Bruce Wayne's character. Like I said, I love Paul Dano's character. I've heard complaints of people saying he really wasn't that smart. Like, that's the point. Like, he thinks he's that smart. Like, he thinks he's that smart. That's why he's doing all these things. Like, you know, is Batman an idiot? Kinda. You know, somebody said that your parents died because of this and you instantly spiral and then go wake up your butler from a coma to confront him. That's stupid. You didn't have to do that. Like, you didn't question this. But the other side of that is, do love him, like, being a detective.
Right.
And I think that was a big thing that Batman has been missing. And this is for me being a comic book guy. Batman is the world's greatest detective.
Yeah, you like got to see him like figure out the clues and all of this shit. You actually got to see him be a detective.
Dumb drive. I love that shit. That shit's so funny. Like, it was just, it was a good portrayal of actual Batman, good portrayal of young Bruce Wayne, City of Gotham. Like, they actually did it. When you look at other shit, it's like, oh, here's like an overview of like Manhattan and this, and then here's an alleyway. Like, no, all the scenes that were shot that were supposed to be the city of Gotham translated well to a comic book.
Yeah, because Gotham is supposed to be like a dark, gritty, shitty place to live.
But a Metropolis, you want the other stuff. And, like, that's the difference between Batman and Superman. Like, Metropolis is this booming city, and, you know, you don't see people fighting crimes like that because
people are scared of fucking Superman who lives in Metropolis.
Yeah.
Whereas, niggas not really, like, they're scared of Batman.
They fear, yeah, exactly.
But they're not like, oh, my God.
So yeah,
can't do this because Batman is gonna fucking fly through the ceiling.
Right? What are the chances he can get all eight different operations going on? Exactly. Like, niggas were still doing fucking like the coins and shit, like, or whatever, counterfeiting money with the Penguin. Like, niggas didn't care. Like, it just made the city darker, grittier. I loved it. I liked that it had that dark tone to it. So, favorite characters, like I said, Paul Dano. Obviously, I love Batman. Number three, we're canceling Selena Kyle now. What's her name? Zoe Kravitz. We're not canceling her, but she's getting flamed on the internet right now. But I do love fucking Penguin.
Oh, I love the Penguin.
I cannot wait for the Penguin spinoff series on HBO. Because then I think that allows the universe. I'm going to ramble about this
because
I
love expansion.
It. Well, it allows you to test out different characters. My big thing with that movie is, what can you do into the world of realism? Really, it was done really well into the world of realism.
Right.
Making, like, basically anti, like, he's a Proud Boy type of guy, and he's setting up all this shit, and, like, his costume's based off the fucking Zodiac Killer because nobody really knows who he is, and XYZ, just some mass visual, and think he's doing the right thing. Like,
right.
That's cool, that's dark, and that's what it's supposed to look like. Penguin. You don't need a long-nosed dude with the fucking umbrella and
that's
everything.
Fucking just a roly-poly.
Yeah. Like, he's some big guy, and he's a fucking mob boss, and this is what he does. And, like, you know, it's done right. Like, I think, give him a monocle, okay, sure, or give him sunglasses, or give him, maybe he gets an umbrella keep gun. Keep a stupid-ass top hat. Yeah, no, top hat. Get rid of that. Keep it. They keep that shit. But he doesn't have to be campy. He doesn't have to be over the top. Kind of low-key, like the Joker. Like, not after watching the little clip of him, of Batman. Have you seen that clip? Batman interview interrogating him? Yeah, either one. I like that Joker. I like the look of it. I like the feel of it. I don't like the mouth. That shit look nasty. That shit look gross. At least Archie's on resembling the Call of Duty video. Like, yeah, like, you know, it doesn't look like that. I think maybe that's the story. He gets his toothpicks or whatever. But I want to see how they go into that show. I want to see how the characters flesh out. We'll love to see a Mr. Freeze one day. How do you make Mr. Freeze into that universe? How do you make a dude who shoots ice from a gun into that universe?
How do you make a fucking Killer Croc?
Here's how you make Killer Croc. Here's my idea for the next movie. Next movie, Poison Ivy is trying to take down all the polluting, all the littering and shit in Gotham, but she's also like, she's an eco-terrorist, right? So, not necessarily does she, like, control plants and shit, but she has ways that she can grow the plants to be super tanked. She gets a bunch of carnivorous plants that actually do everything, puts people under her control, with, like, you know, love potions and shit like that. You got that, right? So that's how you could do Poison Ivy. While she's trying to take down all the elites of Gotham, she, like, is in the sewers and shit. You get Killer Croc mutated and everything down in the swamps and everything from Louisiana. Got stuck in Gotham. Then on that, so she's trying to stop whoever's doing all this polluting and shit and X, Y, Z and who's trying to expose these people. She realizes that it's the Court of Owls that's actually controlling all this shit. So Batman now has to fight Poison Ivy, Court of Owls, and Killer Croc. It all goes right into one big movie because it's Batman investigating Poison Ivy, and they both discovered the Court of Owls. Yeah, which is Court of Owls and how they're controlling all of Gotham. And you go from there. And Killer Croc's in the mix, or Man-Bat. Like, but some mutated villain is also in the mix. Like, you got three solid villains into a story that layers well.
I will say this one thing. I kind of don't want them to go, like, the Joker route. I know the Joker is, like, this is number one villain, super popular, but, like, his rogue gallery is too big for y'all to only pull
the Joker.
Like, the Joker every time, nigga. That's why I was glad they went with the Riddler, because it's, like, it was shot to somebody else that's in his universe.
So the thing with Joker being in the movie, like we said, it's 2 years it's like year two. The reason Joker's already in Arkham is because Batman already fought the Joker. He already caught the Joker. Joker's already there. I think if we leave him, you know, however movies we get three movies, a good little trilogy, you can have Joker maybe eventually come pop up. Maybe you could do a Dark Knight Returns type deal and he fights Joker at the end. Maybe you possibly get a fucking... In the show, you do a little bit more and you get to see Joker, but, like, I agree with you. We don't have to do the Joker. Like, Heath Ledger killed that role, you know?
I think that's the thing. You'll never get another, like, you'll never get another Heath Ledger to me.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever get another movie that's that.
Give me another 20 fucking 40 years. Actually, technically, it has been, like, it'll be 20 years in a couple of years. But give me another, like, 15, 20 years, like, 30 years. And then give me another Joker movie.
Right.
Then I could be like old person, like, oh, these movies aren't dark. Why are they so fun and campy? Like, I'll be that guy at that point. But, you know, wait on it. You don't have to do it right away.
So. Also, here's a life lesson to the whole Zoe Kravitz getting killed on the internet. Sometimes, kids, shut the fuck up.
You don't gotta say nothing.
You don't
gotta
just shut up.
Nothing.
Eat your food and shut the fuck. Have a Coke and a smile and shut the fuck up.
You don't gotta comment on every little thing. Exactly. That happens.
Not everything requires a response.
It doesn't.
Especially if it don't really concern you. Shut up.
So, favorite scene from the Batman movie?
You go first. Favorite scene. Well, I don't want to be cliche, but it was definitely the end scene.
What end scene?
When it was like the stadium was flooding and shit. And
okay.
They beat up all those people.
Irish people didn't like the him injecting himself with the shit.
I thought that was sick.
Because it's Venom. It's not Venom stuff. Or I think it's called Venom, but it's Bane's fucking serum. Yeah. So I think you get an homage to Bane. Like, oh shit, Bane is somewhere in this universe. Along with that, Gotham's DA, but Gotham doesn't have a DA anymore. You know who else is a DA in Gotham? A guy called Harvey Dent.
That's what I thought it was. And I thought Two-Face was the guy in the cell originally before
the
Joker clip came out because his face was all fucked up.
I was like, oh, no, I do. Two-Face. So, him laughing like that is like,
it's yeah, that's what gave it away. I was like, ah, it's a Joker.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? Like, we are set up in this universe. I would love to see this movie go not like. Like, go from Batman Begins to Dark Knight, like, 1 year after another. Like, give me, like...
Give us a time, yeah.
Give me 2 years. Arkham's been doing this, X, Y, Z. I don't know, because you don't have to explain every single villain. Like, not everything needs to be explained.
Right.
We will be okay if there's not 18 different movies and 70 different TV shows to go along with the timeline. That's a dig to you, Marvel. But, you know, that's all we need. So, my favorite scene, Penguin car chase.
That was a good fucking
scene. I love it. I love him revving up the Batmobile.
He thought he got Bruce and then...
I got you!
Popped out.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh my God, now I'm going to listen to the Batman soundtrack. Can you, for the intro for this video, put the Batman music on top of it?
If I can, yeah.
Yeah, find that shit. We need it.
I'll find it.
Finishing it up, wrapping it up. Anything you want to add?
Shit, I gave my life a lesson. Have a coke and a smile. Shut up. Mind your business. Drink water and mind your business. That's my life lesson. That'll help you get so much farther in life.
My life lesson, just go ahead and just, who cares? Do what you're supposed to do. Do what you want to do. Everything will work out for you. So as long as you're doing what you're supposed to do and what you want to do, it'll work out. So,
well, as a caveat to that, do what you want to do as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else or impede on like somebody else's living.
Exactly. Thank you, Dre. But other than that, this is now a Batman Stan account podcast. But
I thought
we've been that, exactly. But you guys be wonderful, be great. This has been another episode of Days at the Arcade. Peace.